Ohio MetroHealth Nurses Aide Katrin Blaney celebrates Charlie Kirk's assassination. By Alana Mastrangelo on September 13, 2025. Katrin Blaney, a nurses aide at MetroHealth in Cleveland, Ohio, reacted to the horrific and gruesome assassination of Turning Point USA founder Charlie Kirk by sharing the words "Charlie Kirk down," alongside an emoji featuring a yellow face with a party hat, blowing a party horn with confetti. Blaney, whose job is to care for patients at a hospital, celebrated Wednesday's assassination of Kirk, who was trying to have an open and respectful dialogue with a student with whom he disagreed when he was shot. Following the recent shooting of Charlie Kirk, a post made on a personal social media account associated with a MetroHealth employee expressed views that are in direct contradiction to the values of our public health organization, a MetroHealth spokesperson told Breitbart News. MetroHealth unequivocally stands against violence and remains fully committed to compassion, dignity and respect in all that we do, the spokesperson added. In response to an inquiry about whether Blaney is still employed at the hospital, MetroHealth said, "We cannot comment on personnel matters." Blaney's Instagram account appears to have since been deleted. Unhinged teachers across the United States were not shy about posting ghoulish online celebrations of Kirk's assassination, resulting in investigations, suspensions, and firings this week in at least a half dozen states. Ironically, the examples from teachers celebrating Kirk's death have highlighted the very issue the Turning Point USA founder spent years exposing: the left-wing extremism that students are exposed to at all levels of the American education system. Equally concerning, celebrations by those who work in the medical industry have disturbed many Americans, as these individuals are tasked with caring for their fellow citizens during what could be their most vulnerable moments. And seeing them react positively to a gruesome assassination caught on video raises many questions and concerns about the quality of their work, should they learn a patient has views that differ from their own. On Wednesday, Kirk was assassinated at Utah Valley University while answering a question about transgender shooters. The 22-year-old assassination suspect, Tyler Robinson, who was arrested on Thursday evening, reportedly has a transgender partner. One of the inscriptions on an ammunition casing that is allegedly Robinson's is a clear reference to the song Bella Ciao, which is revered in Antifa circles. Alana Mastrangelo is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on Facebook and X at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.